Okay, so today's daf for Yud Chet Pran. Let's all focus. So we spoke. Please, I need everybody's attention. We spoke yesterday in the Gemara. We had a stira because we said that Rabbi Yochanan said on the first white line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Gedola Tshuva Shema Karaytz Ar Dino Shel Adam. The Tshuva is very powerful. It has the power to rip up a person's Gezar Din, even if it has a bad decree. And then, but then the Gemara quoted a Braisa, and the Braisa said that if you do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're okay. But afterwards, doesn't matter what you do, you're stuck up a creek. So the Gemara said there's no contradiction between Rabbi Yochanan's statement and the Braisa. Braisa is talking about a yachid, an individual. He's got to get the act together by Yom Kippur. But the tzibur, they have a tremendous koach to change things, even after Yom Kippur. Okay, let's talk on Yud Chet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says on the second line, so the Gemara says this issue about whether a Yachid has the power to change the Gzar Din even after Yom Kippur is substitute Machloka Tanaim. We're going to learn the Braisa now, and then we'll summarize after the Braisa. The Tani, we learn the Braisa, Yav Rabbi Meir Omer, the Tan Rabbi Meir would say, Shtaim Shalu Lamita V'choy and Shavi, you have two people. They're, you know, both confined to bed with the same illness. And so they both have Rahman Aslan COVID-19 or something like that. But Kenshtaim Shalul Gardom Lidon, Dinan Shaveh. We have two people who are being judged in a court for a similar offense. And Gardom means like the levels where the judges sit. And Gardom is cognated with the English word grade. Grade Gardom, as that's they had on the art school. It says so, and Gidon Shaveh, but they both have the same offense. He says Zayirad is Zayirad. Let's say the two people who can find to bed, one recuperates, one doesn't. He says Zeni Sav Zoni Tal. The same thing with the prosecution of the din, the same offense, same facts. One person saved, one's not. The name of Zayirad is Zayirad. Zeni Sav Zoni Tal. So Rebbe Meir says, how come somebody saved, somebody not? Somebody is able to, you know, be acquitted from somebody not. One prayed and was answered. One prayed and wasn't answered. Why was one answered, one wasn't answered? But the person who got Tfila Shlema, and Rashi says Tfila Shlema is the Kavin. He had full Kavana. He was answered. The other one wasn't answered. Now, we'll see in a minute. So, like, the way the Rabbeinu Chananel understands it, Reb Meir himself is toe-face the idea that a person could be undo with Gzar Din, because if he does a Tefila Shlema, he's in good shape. But the Ritva learns this thing a little differently. His Braisa continues, Reb Lazar Amar, Kan Kodim Gzar Din, Kan Afar Gzar Din. Reb Lazar says that one was davening before the Gzar Din. In other words, there's a Gzar Din in Shemayim. So one had a tefillah before the Gzar Din, and he was able to, you know, recuperate. One was after the Gzar Din. It's history. And same thing with two people with the prosecution. But here's the key line: the Yitzchak Amar Yafet Sakal Adam Ben Kodem Gzar Din Ben La'achar Gzar Din. Yitzchak says that Tzaka is good and it's efficacious even after the Gzar Din. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that Reb Lazar and Reb Yitzchak have a machloket about whether an individual can overturn a Gzar Din. That Reb Lazar says not. In other words, like we said before, an individual is stuck, that's a Gzar Din, you know, tough luck. Reb Yitzchak says no. You could have Tz'aka, whether it's before the Gzar Din or after the Gzar Din. So taken this way, assuming we hold like Reb Yitzchak, now we can look back, let's go back to the first wide line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So now we could look at Rabbi Yochanan's statement again. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Gedola tshuva shemakorah gzar dino shel adam." A tshuva is great and has the koach to rip up a person's gzar din. So now we could say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Tana." Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to be tied to that pshat that we gave before, that the tshuva only helps after the gzar din if it's a tzibur. We could say that Rabbi Yochanan holds even a yachid. He could hold like this Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay. So that's that piece. Okay, let me just pause for 1 second. Anybody have any questions so far? Everybody's good. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, so, and that's a famous line to remember. I spoke about this in Shul, but between Minchamarev and Simon Tav Chapet, so the tour goes down the Haftarot, you know, that we say during the year. So this tarted tiyuvta. There are two, like the psik that says you have two Shabbos tshuva. Two Shabbos is a tshuva. So there's a machlok what the psikta means, but someone is saying that, let's say, between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, you could have two Shabboses. So between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, you could have two Shabboses. So the first Shabbos, you're laying Dir Shu, which we do on a Tanisib, where you're laying Dir Shu on the first Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And then the Shabbos that's between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you're laying Shuva. And so why would I lay Shuva? Yom Kippur already passed. So it's like one under the bridge. Why would the Pesach say I start Yufa? So the Beis Yosef brings down Yafet Sa'akadam Dami Kodam Gzardin Bein Lachar Gzardin. Sa'aka is appropriate even after the Gzardin. In which Gzardin that would be efficacious. That like even though you have the Gzardin. So you'd be Mepalel, and then you could hopefully, you know, come up with a more favorable response. Okay? What? Yeah, so this is what I think Fernand asked me the other day. So I mentioned this to Rabbi Packer. He said one Zalpi didn't Gemara, one Zalpi Kabbalah. In other words, like the Zohar says that a person, you know, till Hoshana Rabbah, like it's Pitkin Nafkin, like the notes are going out in Shemayim, and the Zohar has, you know, a mashal. He says like a king sends out his decree, like, you know, Plony should be, I don't know, executed or whatever. And the shlichim come, they find Plony, and he looks like a loyal citizen. They go back to the king, they said, you know, he's a loyal citizen. So, like, the king says, okay, let him be. So the same way, like, there's a din in Shemayim, but if we straighten it out by Hoshana Rabbah, according to Zohar, we can do it more favorably. But that's the way Rabbi Packer said it. So, but that's true. But that's a separate issue. I spoke about it earlier. We said the Mishnah says there are, you know, ba'arba pratkim adam nidon. So the Ran explained what it means b'chag nidon imamayim. So the Ran says it means the world. It's the judgment for the world, but the individual has his own question. The individual is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and then we said we were going like Tana the Bibri Shmuel that the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So those two are a little bit separate. In other words, you're right, the Chag Nidonim L'mayim, it's true, but there's an overlay that there's also a din for the person on Hoshana Rabbah. That's the overlay. That's what we're asking about. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara says, Gzar Din Tzibor Mi Mikra. So now the Gemara says, is it true they've exarted din against Tzibor, against the community, that could be ripped up? One pasuk says, "Kapsim libe," like launder the evil from your heart. In other words, you can wash the evil out. In other words, it is susceptible to undoing things. And then it says, "Uchtiv," but then there's another pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Kim tachapsib neter to be lachborit." Even if you wash like with soap and you do lots of soap, whatever cleansing agents. The stain of your avera is before me. It sounds like the stain is there; it's not coming out. So one pasuk says you can do tshuva and get rid of it, and one says that's it. So my love is not the way we'll reconcile these two pasukim. Kan kodem gzar din, kan afar gzar din. That once the second pasuk is after the gzar din, so that's finished. So how do we reconcile it? So that doesn't sound like the, and again here the Navi is speaking to Klal Yisrael, so it's a tzibur. So that seems to shlug up the idea that the tzibur could do tshuva and undo their din. Lo, lachar yzardin. The Gemara says no, they're both after yzardin. But lo kasha kan yzardin sheishi moshua kan yzardin sheini moshua. He says the second pasuk is talking about yzardin that has a shvua connected to it. In other words, Hashem says, this is what's going to happen, but with a shvua. So then that, that's very hard to undo. But the first one is just your garden variety gzardin. Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, like Rav Shmuel Bar Ami says, the Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Ami lo Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nathmani, Amar Rav Yonatan, minayim gzardin sheish bo shvua she'enu nikra. How do I know that if it's gzardin with a shvua, then your goose is cooked. Your goose is cooked. How do I know that? Shneamar. If you remember, just to remind everybody, Eli was the Kohen Gadol in Sefer Shmuel, and he was an Eir L'Chemensh, but he had two sons, Chafni and Pinchas, who weren't such Eir L'Chemensh. So it says in the Pesukim that they would, like, you know, take portions of the Korban that were not really appropriate. And it also says in the Pesukim, we learned the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, right? So he says, the Gemara says, Omer, Chafni and Pinchas, Chata and Latoa, it says in the Pasuk that they were Shofot and Hashem, that were coming to the base to the Mishkan Shiloh. It doesn't mean they really did it, but they delayed the korbanot that they needed to bring for Yoledet. And so the Navi discredits them as if they had done the worst of Eira, but they weren't so good. So then Hashem says, V'lachin ishbak to the Beit Eli. Hashem is saying, I, Hashem, I'm taking Shua concerning Beit Eli. You mean, kaper avon Beit Eli v'zevach u'mincha. If the Aveira Beit Eli can be atoned for with a korban or a mincha, meaning it can't be. I don't care how many korbanot you bring in a mincha, that's it. They're finished. So, and we assume that if it says a korban, it means tshuva, because when you bring a korban, there's a component of tshuva that's involved. So that's a gzar din, sheishimo, shvua. And we consider Beit Eli like a tzibur, because it's Beit Eli and all of his progeny through all the generations. So Amar Rava, the zebach of mincha, inu betaper. So Rava says, you're right, with a zebach and a mincha, with a korban and a meal offering, there is no kapara for them. Aval mitkapir b'torah. But with Torah study, they could get kapara. Abayimar, b'zevach u'mincha inu mitkapir, aval mitkapir b'torah b'gin tzasadim. Abayi says that with, now again, the first statement with Rava, so some say Rava with a hay, and for reasons that I'll explain in a minute, Rava with a hay makes more sense. So the first statement is Rava, and the second statement is Abayi says, b'zevach u'mincha inu mitkapir, aval mitkapir b'torah b'gin tzasadim. That he does get kapara with Torah Gemin Chasada, meaning there's a way to override the Zardin if you do a lot of Torah and a lot of Gemin Chasada. So here's the famous line of the Gemara, four lines above where it gets wide. Rabba Abaye meets Beit Eli Katu. Rabba and Abaye both came from Beit Eli. So Rabba, we know, was Abaye's uncle, and he's his Reb, right? So they both came from Beit Eli, the descendants of Eli HaKohen. He says, Rabba the Asak the Torah, Chaya Arabin Shnim. Rabba toiled in Torah. He lived to age 40, which is interesting because Rabba's mentioned throughout Shas, and it's, you know, really something to realize that he didn't live past 40 years. He says, Abaye da'asak v'torah gemin chasadim l'chayah shikin shnin. Abaye, who was osei in Torah gemin chasadim, he lived for 60 years. Let me do three more lines, and I'll come back to that line. He says, Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Mishpacha chalakab Yerushalayim, there was one family in Yerushalayim, the members of the family would die at age 18. He says, they told Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, we have a problem, everybody's dying off at a young age. Maybe you're from descendants of Eli HaKohen. He says, it says that everybody in your household will die in their, like, when they're, you know, young, at the young age, you're so my advice is, you should toil in Torah, and then you'll live longer. He says, halchuvas kubitorah, they followed his advice, but hayu, they live longer. They called it the mishpacha, Rabbi Yochanan, based on his name. Okay, now just one second. Let me do one Tosfos with you, and then I want to talk something else out with you, okay? Let's look at the second. Let me do Rashi first. So if you look at the third wide line in Rashi, Rashi says, Abaye v'Rava mi'kbeid Eli ka'atu. So Rashi says it's Rava with an Aleph. So kach shamati, this is the version that I heard Rashi says, v'shchitat chulin perikaz roa, ashkan d'Rava lav kohen hu. But in the Gemara Masechet Chulin, now Eli is a Kohen. So if Rava is a descendant of Eli, you expect that he would be a Kohen, you would think. But he says in v'shchitat chulin, which is what the Rishonim call Masechet Chulin, he says in Perikaz Roa, Ashka the Rava Lav Kohen Hu. There, the Gemara talks about that Rava wasn't permitted to take the Matnot Kohuna. So it doesn't sound like he was a Kohen. The Shema, Imo mi Beit Eli Haita. So in order to sustain that Yirsa, Rashi says maybe his mother was from Beit Eli, not his father. He says, V'yesh Gorsin Rava V'Abai. Some say the Yirsa is Rava, Reish Bei Hei, Mepharshi Lava Rava Bar Nachmani. He says, Rava Bar Nachmani. Let's look at the second Tosfos. He says, Rava Babai Eli Ka'atu. Everybody have the second Tosfos, okay? He says, Rava Chaveru Shal Abaye Lo Hava Kohen Mukha Perikaz Roa. So first Tosfos says that Rava who is like the bar plukta through Abaye, he was not a kohen, as it's clear from the Gemara, which Rashi quoted as well. Bahafa Rabba Chaver Shurav Chista. Here, Tosfos says Mechurash, we're talking about the colleague of Rav Chista. He says V'chein Mash Menami Perik Bach Moi Katan. That's what it sounds like from Moi Katan. The Amar Rabba, Rabba with an aleph says over there. Chaye Bani Mizone Elo B'Shut Kal Yamelta Elo B'Mazal Kal Yamelta. He says some things, having sons, your income, and your how long you live, how long sin sons and Mizonot, is not the Lubus, it's the Mazal, your Mazal. The Rabba, and the Gemara continues over there. The Rabba Rav Chista Pervot Tzadikim Gmurim Habu, because Rabba and Rav Chista were both Tzadikim. He says, Mar Mitzali Va'ati Mitra, Umar Mitzali Va'ati Mitra. Each moment would pray, and the rain would come. So it means that they're Tzadikim. And notwithstanding that, Rabba Chayi Arbin Shnin, Rabba lived only to 40 years of age, which fits in well with our Sugya. The Rav Chista Chayatishin, the Tarakin Shnin. Rav Chista lived to age of 92. So that seems to corroborate that we're talking about Rabba with a hay. Now, I mentioned to you also, I saw in the Masifta, they quoted from the Mitzpeh Eitan and some other Mefarshim, they wanted to say like this, that Abaye and Rabba, we know, were contemporaries because they, like the Gemara in the Masechet Brachot, says they were like youngsters, they were growing up together. And we see that, I'm trying to remember, Abaye v'Rabba. Now, Rabba, we said, died at age 40, but I think it came out that I don't know, Rabba lived longer than Abaye. There's Gemara Masech Subas that says that I think that Rabba like survived Abaye. So that doesn't fit in. That doesn't fit in because here we're saying if they're the ones that we're talking about, Rabba lives to age 40 and Abaye lives 60. So it doesn't fit in that way. Now, Tosfos says, in Tomar, this is a side issue. How does the Gemara over there, Moi Katan, that's with Mazel, how long you live? Maybe it's because Rabba came from Beit Eli. Never mind his Mazel. He says, Mazel, he came from Beit Eli. He says, but for the Mazel, in other words, even with this thing with Beit Eli, Inachinami is from Beit Eli, Inachinami is subject to this whole Shvua from Hashem, like a Klala. But without the mazel, the Torah would have protected him. He would have lived more than age 40. Bim Tomar, the Hakamash with the Rabba Loyalu's Kushal Gminasasadim. So now Tosfos says, it sounds like here, Rabba's a zero with Gminasasadim. There was Abaye, there was Rabba who was not taking Torah, lived to age 40. And Abaye, he did Torah in Gminasasadim, lived 60. It sounds like he doesn't have Gminasasadim. By Amrina Beperechelek, the Gemara says, Mesech Sanhedrin, Amali Abaye La Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba, "Mar haTorah, I give the chasadim. That you master, you have Torah, and you have given the chasadim. So it doesn't sound like he's zero with that. Nevertheless, you can still say it doesn't mean zero. It means that Abaye did much more in giving the chasadim than Rabba did. That's what he means. Now, there's a piece the Chabad Chaim has in Avad Chesed. In Avad Chesed, is a sefer from the Chafetz Chaim, and he talks about different mitzvot, you know, like Hachdasa Sorachim, Staka, different things that deal with Chesed. And you know, I mentioned in my parsha sheet, like there are different halakhot that are not dealt with in Shulchan Aruch. Like if you look at Shulchan Aruch, where do you find Hilchot Hachdasa Sorachim in Shulchan Aruch? You can only, it's nowhere. So he wrote, he fills in, he gives you like halakhos of Hachdasa Sorachim. So he says in there. Then he's got a perish on his sefer Makor Chaim. So in his perish, he quotes this Gemara, and he says that why is it that Rabba did not want to be Oseg B'Gmil Chasadim? So he says like this: If there, in other words, we only say like Talmud Torah Kineg Kula. So if there's somebody else to do Gmil Chasad, so then Abaye should have been Oseg in Torah also. If there's nobody else to do Gmil Chasad, then Rabba also should have been Oseg B'Gmil Chasad. So he says that there was somebody else that would do, there was somebody else who would do Gemilas Chesed, but Abaye felt that if he'll be involved, he'll like motivate other people to do it. In other words, like he'll be involved and other people will get involved also with doing Chesed. So he felt that was Machriya. So he pulled himself away from the Torah for that. And Rava felt that wasn't Allah that way. So that's why they each went in the Derek. And I heard this originally from Rav Simon, who mentioned this once, and then and discuss it with Rav Pakrate and Rav Spolovsky. Okay, let me pause for a minute. Anyway, but the key is, you see, like, if you do Torah, it helps you with life and Gemilas Chesed also. And Torah is Gemilas Chesed, right? The Gemara, Amar Rav Simlai, within 1 minute, Amar Moshe, Amar Rav Simlai, Torah Tchilat Chesed V'Sofa Tchilat Chesed. Rav Simlai says the Torah, the Gemara Masechet Sota, is Chesed in the beginning, it's Chesed in the end. In other words, Chesed in the beginning is that that Hashem makes clothing for Adam and Chava, and Sofa Chesed, the end is that Hashem buries Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Chafetz Chaim deals with that memory also, and he says not just the beginning, not just the end, he says that every portion of the Torah has Chesed, but it means the essence of Torah is Chesed, because Hashem is Rav Chesed, and so when a person is also taking Torah, he means Chesed, so then he'll say, okay, what do you have for me, Aaron Moshe, what do you got?
Two things. First of all, it seems that which is bigger, Torah or Chesed, it seems from here that it's a raya that that Torah is bigger. Why? Because Beis Eli lived till 18. He did Torah, so he lived age 40. So he got another 22 years versus the 20 years that Abaya got. It seems he got more years from Torah, 22, versus the 20 for Chesed.
All right. In other words, you assume that without the Torah, so the Gemara says that his family was dying at age 18. So you would have really... So he picked up an adult. Okay, what else do you want to say?
So I'm saying that the Torah seems to be more than the Chesed. The other thing is about the famous thing that in the Midbar, the last every time they dug graves, they dug 15,000 graves. Right. The last years they dug 15,000 graves. 15,000 people died. Yet the last year, the 15,000 people got up. They didn't die. So it seems that they were able to turn over by their tefillah.
But you're right that there's a medrash that way, but and Tosfos brings that down at the end of the Masechet Tanis. But how did you make the connection that it was the tefillah that saved the day with that? Where did you get that?
You think that because all of them were davening in the grave, hoping that they wouldn't die. Yet, 2 years.
But then what about everybody from the year before and the year before and the year before that?
Year before and the year before. So apparently they haven't graded the last year because it was 100% they were going to die versus 50% the year before.
Did you hear this, or this is your own idea?
No, tonight my idea.
It sounds like from the Gemara that there was like a dispensation of Shemaim. I don't know if it was to the Tefillah, but all right. Anybody else have any?
You said Zaldin Shabbatim in vain.
Okay. Again, we said a couple of different things. First, in today's daf, we said the Gzar Din of the Rabbim could be changed, but a Gzar Din that has a Shvuah with it, you can't change. That's what the Gemara says. So, like here he says, by B'nai Eli, he says, he says, Lachain Nishbat the Beit Eli. He's a Nishbati. By Ninveh, doesn't say I'm making a Shvuah this way. But we'll see the Gemara is going to say that there's more. Okay, let me, any other, you guys, what's up, Rafi? But we know, Hashem says, Beit Eli, Yamutuan Hashem. That we know, that Hashem says, you're from Beit Eli, you're going to die in the flower of your life. In this case, we know. I don't know. But I'm not generalizing. I'm just saying from Beit Eli. But the point is, though, that Torah and Gemilas Chesed, and that helps. Okay, let's take a look. Let's see. You're right. There's other variables and other things to take into account. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, we're on the fourth wide line on Yud Chet Amal, 18a, the fourth wide line. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Inyam, Shmei Derav. So here, how do we know the Gzar Din of a Tzibur Eino Nechtam? It's never sealed. So, Eino Nechtam, what do you mean it's never sealed? That your stain of your Aveira is before me, it sounds like that it's history. That even though there's a Chatima on it, it's still ripped up. He says, Shenemar, Kashem Latina before Koreinu Elav. Like Hashem, our God, who's there whenever we call him. He says, you have to call Hashem when he's to be found. Okay, before that, so let me stop for a second. So here he wants to say that this, so here it's like flipping it around. In other words, earlier we said that Niftam Aboneich, we said, was the Gzar Din with the Shua. That's what we said 20 lines earlier. And now the Gemara is saying that even though that represents a Chatima, but it's Nikra. So I was talking to Rabbi Zevi Reichman today. He thought it was like these were two different, you know, Malachim in the Gemara, like the one's Mechulik with the other one. Or Rabbi Packard thought, he says like different levels and things like that, but it sounds like even for the Tzibur, even things are bad, they can get out of it. Let me do a few more lines and I'll pause. He says, now the Gemara quoted Pasuk, who's like Hashem our God, before praying we love? Like whenever we call to him, he'll answer us. But he says, but another Pasuk is, seek Hashem when he's to be found. It's not like whenever you call him, because you have to get him at the right time. So he says, it was when it says, Yeshua Hashem, he might tell the same at the Yachid. He's got to call him at a propitious time. The Tzibur, whenever they call, Hashem is there. So the Gemara says, so when is the propitious time for the Yachid to call? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ravua, Eilu Asar Yomim Shemim Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's the propitious time for a person to engage in tshuva. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk by Yikha Sir Yomim, by Dof Hashem and Aval. So if you remember in the Navi, so he was the husband of Abigail, and he was a wealthy man, and this was the time of Shaul and David. And David's men would help guard his shepherds, his sheep, the whole Zach. And then there came a point in time, he was busy shearing his sheep, and David sent messengers to him. He says, we could use some support. Can you give us some food, something like that? And he says, me, David, will be Ben Yishai. Who's this David? Who is Ben Yishai? Hayom Rabu Avadim and Partsim and Pnei Adoneim. We have many lawless times we live in when, many servants are rebelling against their masters. Shaul was still alive at this point in time. And he calls David like an Eved. So David gets this answer and he's not happy. He wants to go and attack him. And then Abigail comes out to David and calms him down a little. But it says, after 10 days, Hashem struck Nabal and he died. So Asraimi Mayavita Tai, what are those 10 days? Why didn't he get immediate justice? Why did he have like a 10-day reprieve? So Amar Ravina Rav, can I get Esther Ligimotion Tan of Allah Bay David? So Ravina Rav, it's like David sent 10 men to him, as his emissaries, and he gave them like a morsel of food, nothing great. Give them a little morsel. So for that morsel, for each one morsel, you got another day. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Vua, Ilwasrim Shmin Rosh Liam Keeper. Rav Nachman said, Rav Vua, but those were the 10 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And Hashem was waiting to see if Nabal would do Tshuva, and he didn't, and bang, that was it. And that was the whole Zach with him. Okay, I got to keep moving, but any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, I'm going to keep moving. All right, now let's take a look back. We're 10 lines to the bottom. That's two dots. So the Mishnah said, Rosh Hashanah Kobei Olam Obrim Tanav Tanei Maron. And Rosh Hashanah, all the people in the world, and it sounds like even non-Jew, Kobei Olam, anyone, they pass before Hashem Kibnei Maron, which we're going to explain in a minute what Bnei Maron means. My Kibnei Maron, what is Bnei Maron? It says, Zahacha Targimu Kibnei Imarna. So here in Babel, they explained it that Maron is connected to the word Imarna, sheep. It was like sheep passing through a pen, one at a time, the Maser Behema. So one sheep passes out at a time, the same way Hashem judges each person individually. He says, Reish Lakish Amar Kamalod Beit Maron. Rish Lakish says that Maron is connected to the Malot Beit Maron, which means like there was a narrow like roadway in the hills. Now some have Choron here, Maron. Unfortunately, we're familiar with the whole calamity that took place in Maron. I think it was just last spring, right? It was where unfortunately people got trampled, but you could see it's like a very the hills, and it's not an easy place to traverse. So he says. He says, so it's a narrow path where only one person can pass at a time. Also the same idea that, individually you're focused on. And then, Amar Rav Yudamar Shmuel, Kailot Shel Beit David. So Rav Yudamar Shmuel is like, Kailot Shel David, he's learning, B'nai Maron is like Marus, like authority, like soldiers. So please, I'll pause in a minute, you'll have all the points, okay? So Kailot Shel Beit David, like the soldiers of David HaMelech. So, Amar Rabbi Rochon Yochanan, Ukulan Niskar and Beskira Al Khan. So this seems like a series of what we said. We said everybody is assessed individually, but now we're saying everybody's assessed at the same time. So it sounds like something different, right? We said you're going one at a time, right? Now we're thinking, you know, the skira achad. He says, Amram Nachma Yitzchak. So the way they quoted in the article, they quoted from the Sif Seifayim by Rav Friedlander, he said it's not talking about the mechanics of how Hashem judges. He was saying that there is a judgment for each person in two aspects. One is each individual, you know, like it should be Shrili Nivarahola, the world's great for me. What have you accomplished in your own life? But then there's the aspect of the individual, he's part of a tzibur, but he's like part of a community of people. What was your role as part of a community if you weren't part of the community or not? But even as part of the community, what role did you play? So one is the individual, one is the communal. So he says here, he says, we learn in the Mishnah, the Mishnah quoted Pasuk, that he creates their hearts together, he understands all their actions. So my Kamar, what does the Pasuk mean? If we say that Hashem created the whole world and united their hearts, they will think the same way. He says, so we see that's not the way. Everybody doesn't think the same way. So Yotze Yachlibam can't mean that he's, you know, creating everybody like to think the same way. He says, that he sees Yachlibam, that it means Yachlibam is what we said, like the communally. In other words, I see everybody in the communal fashion, who maybe not call ma'aseyim, and he understands everybody's individual actions. All right. What do you want to say, though, Dave? Do you have something? Okay. Anybody else want to say something? So he says, that's Rab Baruchan and Rab Yochanan says that. So where he gets that from, we don't know, but from the last pasuk, it sounds like it was that way. So he just says, Kulan is coming to Skira Achah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. All right. Now, but if you take it the way the Siftei Chaim says, it makes a lot of sense. Then you don't have to say it's like two mechanical things. There's a judgment for the individual, a judgment for the community. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. It's going to be Skira Achah. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go further unless anybody has anything.
What's up? I have a quick question.
Okay, one minute. Rafi here, the new fern. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Okay, Fern, what do you got for me?
Ailey was a good guy, right? How long did Ailey
live? He lived a long time. I don't remember 80 or 90. The says in the Navi that he fell behind himself and broke his neck. I don't remember how long he lived, but he lived.
But how come when they say that Beit Ailey is going to die young, why don't they say Beit Chofni Pinchas? Because those were the bad guys.
Yeah, well, Ailey only had two sons. So that is Beit Ailey, is Chofni and Pinchas. That is the whole Beit Ailey. Presumably, Ailey is somewhat culpable for not, you know, admonishing his sons and getting them properly and getting them on the right derech. But that is the Beit Ailey. Okay, I'm going to move forward. Okay, let's take a look. With three lines from the bottom. Now, when the Bezdin is Makadosh al-Pira'iyah, so you have to notify everyone that we declared Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to learn in a number of days that the Mishnah is going to say initially they did bonfires, but then the Stukim interfered with that, and then they reverted to Shluchim, to messengers. So for 6 months during the year, the Shluchim would go out. On Nisan, they have Pesach. On Nisan, they would send out the Shluchim, so everybody knows when Pesach is. He says, now they didn't send it out for Shavuos because once you know when Pesach is, you count 50 days from Pesach, you know when Shavuos is. Av, they would set out so people know when Tisha B'Av is. Obviously, they have to look for Beis Hamikdash. Al Elul Rosh Hashanah. On Elul will send so you know when Rosh Hashanah is. Now, here is about the book between Rashi and Tosos. Rashi takes it that when the Shluchim went out, so the people who knew the news from the Shliach concerning Elul, they only observe one day Rosh Hashanah. In other words, if I know when Elul is, the 30th day of Elul, they observe Rosh Hashanah because 99% of the time, that's the way it works out. And Tosfos says they would observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Okay? He says, Al Tishrei Nitakana Moedot. They're sending out for Tishrei so people know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot is. Al Kislev Nechanaka. Kislev they would send out so people know when Chanukah is. Yil Adar Neapurim. Ushia Bebekh Kayam Yotzin Apol Yarmi Pesach Katan. But the Beis Hamikdash stood, they sent out also for a year. So Pesach Katan, Pesach Sheni is what we call it. Okay. So the other months they didn't send out. I'm going to skip the Rashi and Tosfos, but if you have a chance to look at it, we're just running out of time. So the bottom line, the Lifkunami at Thomas Vatebe. So why didn't the Shlichim leave? You know, one, why weren't they sent out for Thomas and Tebe? Because we have fast days in Thomas and Tebe as well. He says, the Amar of Chana Bar Bizna, Amshim and Chasida, my Dechiv, Kumar Shim Tzvakot. The Pasuk says, this is thus Hashem says, Tzom HaRavi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i, Tzom HaAsiri. In other words, this was after they had just built the second base of Mikdash. So the people send a Shaila to Zechariah, do we still have to fast all the fasts we've been doing up till now? Up till now, we've been fasting on Shabbat HaBetamos and on Tishbav and Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teve. But now we have the base of Mikdash. Do we still have to fast? So he says, Kolamar Shem Chalkot, Hashem says, Somar Viv, Somar Chamishiv, Somar Shriv, Somar Siri, Yilabet Yudal Sol Simcha. It'll be for the house of Yehuda, Sasson and Simcha, Yen Tovim. He says, Kari Lutzom, Kari Lutzom, Kari Lutzom, Simcha. So Ritva explains that he should have said, instead of fasting like you used to do, Kasher Tzamtem, now you have a Yantit. Instead, he says, Som, he calls it a fast right now. The fast of those days will be for Sasson Simcha, meaning what? That Bizman Shi Shalom, you the Sasson Simcha. When there's Shalom in the world, it means then it'll be like a Yom Kippur for you. Ain Shalom, so when there's no Shalom in the world, it's a fast for you. All right, 1 minute. So Mamela, so the question is, so then that being the case, so why didn't they send out now after Korban Beis HaMikdash for, you know, for Thomas and Tevet, they know what the fast is. So Amar Papa Hachi Kamar. Papa says this is what the pasuk means. This is line 8 on the Yichama days. Bizman Shei Shalom Yulasasal Simcha. The Shalom meaning if the Beis Hamikdash is standing, it'll be Sasam Simcha. Then you have Yom Yantu. Yesh Kizei Ramalchud. If there's no Beis Hamikdash and you're under persecution, so then Tzom. Then it's a fast day. You don't have a base of Mikdash, but there's no persecution per se right now. So Ratzu Mitanim, Ratzu Ein Mitanim. So then it's optional. Everybody gets to decide. They want to fast, they can fast. They don't want to fast, they don't have to fast. So they wouldn't send Shlichim out for Tammuz and for Tevet because it's optional at that point. It's after the form of base of Mikdash, but they're not being persecuted at that time. Now, just 1 second. So when we said Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu Ein Mitanin, first the Ramban explains that originally the Somot had a din, like there were 24-hour Somot, and they were Asr and all the Inuyim that we have on Yom Kippur. That's the way all the Somot were. And then now, though, in other words, now post can take it, we've already accepted upon to do it. So now we've accepted these fasts. But when we accepted the fast, we didn't accept the fast like with their full potential. So we accepted the fast other than Tishbav. When Tishbav is my focus, whether we need it to be accepted or not, we'll see in a minute. But the other fasts, which are Shabbat Sarbat Tamas and some Gedalia and Sarbat Tevet, we accepted them, but not with the full force they had, meaning we're just doing it during the daytime and we're just abstaining from eating and drinking. And the other things are technically permitted on those fast days. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ihaki Tishbav Nami. So if that's the case, that it's optional, so Tishbav should also be optional, right? Because they have the form based on Mikdash. And they said, you know, and Rashi later on brings down, they said, Hayef Teba Kodesh Tami Shi. Should I continue crying in the fifth month and out? So he says, so Tishbav also should be optional. So why do they send out Shlichim in the month of Av? Amra Papa, Shani Tishbav, Hol B'Hukalu B'Tzarot. So Rav Papa says that Tishbav is different because some of these Tzarot were repeated. In other words, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, second base of Mikdash was destroyed. Because we have the statement, B'Tishbav, Rav Abai, B'Rishon of Shnia. On Tishbav, the first and second base of Mikdash were both destroyed. B'Notada Beitar, B'Nechvashah Ha'ir. So the sum total of all the calamities was so great. So then that's why we still have to fast. He says, and if you look at the top Tosfos, and Rabbi Packer was pointing this out to me, he says, Biyom Shabbat Shabbat Tamas Nami Racham Shadvarim. So if you remember, the Mishnah in the Masechet Tanit, it says five things happen on Shabbat Sabbatamos and five things happen on Tishbav. So here the Gemara says Tishbav Buchtalu Botzaro. So that they're going to fast. So it's a question what that means. Does it mean that that wasn't part of the option, that Tishbav you're locked in, or Tishbav they decide from the get-go fasting? But either way, it's in a different category. But Shabbat Sabbatamos also had five things. Kidan Peripatra Tanit. About Churim Beit HaMikdash to keep a tuba. This is the structure of the Beit HaMikdash. You can't compare that. Like that's the great, you're right. There are five things here, but it doesn't mean they're the same. Tishbav is worse because the Churim Beit HaMikdash. But oh, Lo Dami, the Tishbav, it's not the same thing. The Tzarachat Huchbalobo, the same sorrow was repeated. In other words, Beit HaMikdash and the Beit HaMikdash again. So that like is more power to that. Okay? So, all right, let me go back to the Gemara. Let's go quickly. We're running out of time. 10 lines down. On Yerushalmi base. So Tani, but learning the Brisa, I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon means Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Our Badrin Haya Rabbi Kiva Doresh, there are four Pesukim that Rabbi Kiva was Doresh, and Rabbi Kiva was his Rebbe. So my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, is Doresh four Pesukim, Bani and Doresh Kmoto, and I don't darshan the way he darshans the Pesukim. So we're only doing one Pesuk here, but the other three are mentioned in Tosefta. So he says, what does Rashi bring down? He says, either a Tosefta Sota, right. He says, Soma Rabbi'i's at Tishbav, Shvo Hupka Ha'ir. The fast of the fourth month is the ninth, excuse me, Soma Rabbi'i's at Tishabat Tammuz, the ninth of Tammuz. This is the way Rabbi Kiva Darshan said, Shvo Hupka Ha'ir. It was the ninth of Tammuz. Shinamar, Bachodesh Rabbi, but Shalachodesh Vechazaka Rabbi'ir, Loyalechem, Lama Ha'aretz, Batiba Ka'ir. The Pasuk says, Mufurash, that in the first place of Mikdash, on the ninth of Tammuz, the city was breached. This is my cloak. So the Rishami, I think, says that they made a mistake in the Cheshbon. It was really on the 17th. And the Navi records the way they made a mistake. But here we're assuming that it was on the ninth. He says, V'amai karili Rabbi, why is it called Rabbi? Rabbi Lechad Hashem, the fourth month. Soma Chamishin, Tishbav, Shbon Esraf Be'elokeinu. The Soma of the fifth, that's the fifth month, that's Tishbav, that our house, that the base mentioned, was burned down. V'amai karili Chamishi, why is it called Chamishi? Chamishi Lechad Hashem, it's the fifth month. So much Shviim, the fast of the seventh month, Zishlo Shabbat Tishrei, that's the third of Tishrei, Shvone Ra Gedalia Ben Achikam. That Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed. It was like after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, during the first Beis HaMikdash, so Nebuchadnezzar had still some autonomy. Nebuchadnezzar sent up a governor, Gedalia Ben Achikam, and then he was murdered. He says, Umi Harago, Yishmo Ben Netanya Harago, Lamedcha, Shishkulam Yitanshal Tzadikim Kisrap Beit Elokeinu. In other words, that he, Gedalia, we consider to be a tzaddik, and it's like on the par with the base with the destruction of the base of Mikdash. He says, "V'amai karili shvi shvi lechadashim." Soma Asiri is asked Rabbi Tevet Shavosamach Melo Pabel Yishlayim. Soma Asiri is tenth of Tevet. Is tenth month is Tevet because that's when the Nebuchadnezzar put a matzor of a siege around Yishlayim. Shneimar, but I do go Hashem Eli B'shnah Hashivi, but Chodesh Asiri B'Esra LaChodesh Leimor. This is when Nebuah Tiyachezkel, he says, on the 10th of the 10th month, that Adam Kablachat Shema Yomazeh, Etzema Yomazeh, Smach Bel Babel Yushlaim. That the king of Babel put him on the story of Yushlaim. But my car, that's seriously the Kharashim. Ba'alo, Ayaruiza Lechtov Rishon. So in the chronology of events, the last one on Somaha Asiri is the first one chronologically, right? There was first report of Matsur around the city, then the wall is breached, then the base of Mikdash is destroyed, then Gedalia is killed. But that's, he lists last in the Pasuk. He says, Talamid Tavkan, why does he write it like this? He writes at the end. He says, Kedid last year, Chadashim, get on. In other words, he's telling you just in the order of months. In other words, if you begin with Nisan, these are the dates. So if you begin with Nisan, so first you have Tammuz, then you have Av, then you have Tishrei, then you have Tevet. But the way he lists it, the first item chronologically comes out last. That's the way Rabbi Kiva darshans. Ba'ani, I, Rabbi Shimon, in the American, I don't darshan the pasuk the same way. Ella, Soma Asiri, Zechami Shabbat Tevet. I say Soma Asiri is not the 10th of Tevet, the Matsur and Yishlayim. It's the 5th of Tevet. Shabo Bat Shmuel Golah Shuhukta Hayir. That's when Yechanya was sent into Galut 11 years before the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And then, so they're in Babel, and then on the 5th of Tevet, they receive the news that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed on that. So 5 months after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they hear about it. So that's the last event. Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Vayhi b'shteyas rishana." It was in the 12th year of our galus, and we were sent to galus 11 years to the Korban Beis Hamikdash. Ba'asiri b'chamisha l'chodesh l'galutenu. In the 10th month and the 5th month of our galus, v'ilay apali b'shleim lemor. A refugee came from Yerushalayim, saying, "Hukta ha'ir." The city has been, you know, smitten. That's it. Ba'asu yom shmua kiyom sreipa. So they treated the day that they heard of this calamity. It's just like according to Beis Hamikdash. That's his, the way he parted. That's the way I darshan. I Reb Shimon darshan of Sufi. The nirin divarai mi divarav. I think my shot makes more sense than him. Shani omer rishon rishon lachon lachon. According to the way I darshan it, so in the pasuk everything is in chronological order. First you have the 17th of Tammuz or the 9th of Tammuz, where in the city, the walls of the city are breached, then the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, then Gedaliah is killed, and then they hear about it in Babel. Everything's in chronological order. Shani Omer Rishon Rishon Achron. The Hu Omer, and he, Rabbi Akiva, my Rebbe, says, a Rishon Achron. So his first event, which is the 9th of Tammuz, is one of the last events chronologically. You know, Achron Rishon, the last item he mentions, which is the Asar B'Tevet, the siege around Yerushalayim, that was really the first event. El Shehumon El Seder Chadashim, he's focused on the order of the months. Then he says, Vanimon El Seder Puraniot. I calculate by the Puraniot. All right, let me just wrap up the Gemara, and then we'll have some time, but we'll talk some more, okay? I do want to say one or two other things, though. So one question that's raised is, how can they have a machloket like this? In other words, they didn't know whether they're fasting on the 5th of Tevet or the 10th of Tevet. They didn't know what's going on. But I'm saying they don't know what...
It was critical. The day was
done. Right. Did you hear this from somewhere or what? Yeah, so right. So that's the Minchas Chinuch. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that originally they just had to fast one day in the month. They would pick whichever day they would fast. And now they were coming to a point where they wanted to kind of solidify which day to do. And then they were... That's why they had this whole machloket. Right. And people would pick whatever day they want as long as they pass one day in the month. That's like Somer Rabbi Somer Chavishi. Now, the other thing to talk about is about Asar B'Tevet. So this... Mm-hmm. All right, let me finish the Gemara. Let's see how much time we have for other things. Okay, what? You're talking about a different piece of the Torah, but let me go further. Okay, now. We're 20 lines from the bottom. Okay, so Itmar, Rav Rebbe Chanina Amri, Batla Megillat Tanit. Rav and Rebbe Chanina say, Batla Megillat Tanit. So Megillat Tanit was a list of days. This is like the first Brisa. It was a scroll that was written down, and it was a list of Yamim Tovim during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash when you were not allowed to fast. So that's so he says, so you're not allowed to fast, and you couldn't have a hesped on those days. So he says, so Rav and Rabbi Yochan say, Bat Lamegillat Tanit, that all of them come from a Batel, and now we can have a hesped and Tanis on those days. Rabbi Yochan and Shubin Lady Ami Lobat Lamegillat Tanit say, no, that all those days are, you can't have a hesped or a Tanis on those days because there's still Yamim Tovim. Rabbi Rebbe Chanina Amri Bat Lamegillat Tanit, they say that no, all the days are over, Hachi Kamar, and now they bring him proof from the sikkah that we just said before. Bizman Shei Shalom Yulasasol Simcha. We said that when there's Shalom, when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, so all the days that were previous fast days are now Yamim Tovim. So I have a Yantiv in Tammuz, I have a Yantiv in Av, or Yantiv there. Ein Shalom Tzom. So now the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, now I have Tzom. He says, Vaharach Nami Kihani. So the days that were Yom Tovim aren't Yom Tovim anymore. So those Yom Tovim, so just like I see those Yom Tovim aren't Yom Tovim anymore, so to the Yom Tovim that are Megillas Tanis aren't Yom Tovim anymore. That's a riot. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri, Lo Batel Megillas Tanis. He says, no, it's not Batel. Hani Hutzlin Rachman Binyan Beit HaMikdash. You're right. By the Tzomo, the Pasuk connects it to the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. It says, Ko Yeh Gomar Hashem, he says, Tzomar, Yeh the Beit HaMikdash, he says, So we said that when the Beis Hamikdash is built, it's Sason Simcha, otherwise it's Tzom. Those are connected to the Bnei Beis Hamikdash. He says about Hanach to the Kami Kami. The other ones, they remain in full for the way they were. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask Kashas against the first opinion that Batla Megillat Tanit. So Mati Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana pulls the Kash from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Now, Hanukkah is mentioned in Megillat Tanit. So there was an incident with the townspeople in Lod, what goes there a fast day on Hanukkah. Now, in Megillas Tanis, you can't fast and you can't have a hesped those days. The Yarad Reb Lezer Rachatz Rabbi Shuba Siper. And Reb Lezer, he bedafka went down and bathed on that day that they had declared a fast day. And Reb Shuba went and got a haircut. So it means, the way this is in the art school, like even if a person comes from a place where they're not fasting on a certain day, then people are fasting, I shouldn't publicly do things like in violation of the fast. And here, bedafka, they're doing opposite of the fast. Like I'm doing idunim, like I shouldn't do like sort of comfortable, pleasurable things. But they want to indicate that we don't agree with this. But Amrulahem, and they, i.e. Reb Lezer of Yeshua, said to townspeople, Suvitanu amashtinitim. Those the people who fasted, you need to do a fast for the fast that you did. You did a terrible other by fasting on Hanukkah. So Gamela, that sounds like the Hanukkah is still in full force and effect, even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Reb Lezer, they lived through the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara wants to say that just like you see Hanukkah is still around, the other days are also still around. Amar of Yosef, Shani Hanukkah, the Ika Mitzvah. He says Hanukkah is in a whole different category because it's a special mitzvah by Hanukkah. So one way, the Rebbeinu Chananel understands that the mitzvah is Hadlaka Neirot, so that's a whole different parsha. Or other people, or a different shot that, that the Arsha quoted was that it's a halal, like kavuma halal b'hodah. They were kavuma with halal b'hodah for that day. So Amar Li Abai, so Abai says Rav Yosef, again, Abai said it by Rabbi Yosef, said it by Rav Yosef, we'll get rid of the Yantav and we'll get rid of that mitzvah, if it's in true that Badal Megillah taught it. El Amar Rav Yosef, Shani Hanukkah, the Befarsim Yisa. Hanukkah is different because it's so well publicized and the people all know from it, it's not appropriate that we should be Mevatel that holiday. That's the way he says. Okay, so the point is, we had a kasha against the tzad that said Batla Megillah Tanit, which is really the way we hold it, it's Batla Megillah Tanit. Otherwise, we'd have a million days in the year where we wouldn't be saying Tachanun. But the, and we deflected the kasha. Okay, let me just do one more kasha and then we have to wrap it up. Moti of Rav Acha Bar Huna. So Rav Acha Bar Huna posed the following question. Again, this is from the Megillas Tanit. The plot of Tishrei, on the 3rd of Tishrei, the Taylor did part of the Shtaraya that they were Mevatel mentioning Shem Hashem in business documents, the Chachamim were. Shagazra Malchut Yavon Zerushalos Kirshim Shemayel Alpiyam, that the Malchut means that the Hellenists made a decree that nobody should mention the Shem Hashem. And when the Maccabim, you know, defeated them, the Kirshim Askim Shemayim, I feel the Shtaro. So he established that they'll mention Shem Hashem even in the Shtaro, and even business documents. The Kafa you quote them, and this is the way they would write. This year, the fifth year of Yochanan Kohen Gold, the Kel El Yon. He says, when the Chachamim heard what they did, it's not going to be good. He put in Shem Hashem in the star. Next day, the guy's going to pay off the star, and then he's going to throw away the star. So then the same Shemayim is not going to do it. It's going to be in the garbage. So they said, nobody should put the Shem Hashem in a star. And then, till eventually, everybody adopted that, not to put the Shem Hashem in a star, they made the Yantiv on the 3rd of Tishrei, whenever that occurred. They made that day a Yantiv, the 3rd of Tishrei. Now, we think this is taking place after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. Until they got everybody on the page, I guess it took a few centuries, the Gemara thinks. Says, if you would assume that at that point, Batla Megillah Tanit, the William Tavim or zero, to the getting rid of all the Yom Tov, now they're adding a Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, half of my askinon, this bunch of Mikdash Kayam. Says, no, it means not that they made a Yom Tov after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So well, during the time Beis HaMikdash stood, they made a Yom Tov on the 3rd of Tishrei. So the Gemara says, you tell them an off top line, but typically to have a Yom Shneira Go Gedalia Ben Achikam. Why do we need another Yom Tov? You already have a Yantav that day. It's from Gedalia, but that was the Yantav during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So now you're making another Yantav on the day you have a Yantav. What's the purpose of making another Yantav on the day you have a Yantav already? So Amarav, when Israel is Surat Shilafana. So Rav says that the advantage of making another Yantav is now, in other words, any Yom Tovim that were Megillah Tanit, the day before was Asur in Hesped Tanis, and the day after is also Asur in Hesped Tanis. So by making a Yantav on the 3rd of Tishrei, so the 2nd of Tishrei, And again, the time based on Mikdash, they may have done one day of Rosh Hashanah. So the 2nd of Tishrei is Asher Behes Bitanis. So, what's the women in Hang Tight? So the first day is Rosh Chodesh, is Rosh Hashanah as well. Why does it say the day after Rosh Chodesh? That's also a yantav, the type of Rosh Chodesh. So he says Rosh Chodesh is right ruled by Chizuk. That Rosh Chodesh is a holiday on Torah, and Torah doesn't require Chizuk. You know, I think there's more to say here, but I'm going to call it a day at this point in time. Okay, any questions, comments to us? Anyway, who wants to tell me? We're quickly wrapping. So it's similar to what the Gemara said. And the Gemara said focus on Rosh Chodesh, if you want to focus on Rosh
Chodesh. I want to tell you.
What do you want to say? Quickly, go. Okay, all right. Our Moshe, I got 30 seconds. Go. Our Moshe.
No, a guy came into Kiddush on Shabbos, and he wanted to take a piece of kugel. So he said, where are the forks? So they told him, Maisa, Minagav Aseinu
B'yodeinu. All right. Okay. All right. Let me. Okay.
Well, that the Lema Hakim was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but because of Yom Tov, you pushed off the third.
Some people say that. One second. I'm trying to get this recording.
I want to
actually be famous. Want to be famous?
Sitting the aura.
Mm-hmm.